All right, Albert Zim for Super Can, straight from them streets with sports.
What's going on? We're going to start off in the NFL. Yesterday, a judge approved a new deal that will compensate former NFL players for concussion-related injuries. Now, the settlement is designed to last for 65 years and give $1 million or more dollars to retirees with brain problems.
Wow.
Now, you remember the first one, they only had a cap of $675 million, which everybody said is no way that's enough.
Yeah.
So that was removed. So that was the biggest sticking point. Now, in the NBA, Donald Sterling, you know, he's challenging his wife's sale of the Clippers.
Right.
He has been ordered to appear in court today because yesterday he skipped court.
Okay.
Now, he was supposed to testify yesterday in the case, but because they couldn't find him, they let the doctor who examined him to evaluate his mental capacity. She said she did a brain scan on him and did a two-hour interview at his home with his wife and an attorney present. So after examining him, she said, you know, it looks like he has Alzheimer's. So they asked him, you know, do you have a response to this? He said, I'm hungry and I want to eat.
All right.
So, hey, that tells me everything
really
right there.
It's really not funny, but I mean, it's just like.
Sad.
Yeah, it is sad. Now, Russ, the Pacers are quietly trying to trade your boy, Roy Hibbert, for multiple pieces.
Really?
Now, he's due to make $14.8 million this upcoming season. And the season afterwards, he has a player option for around $15 million. So they obviously don't want to pay that. And one potential deal that may come up is with Portland. Now, the pieces haven't come out yet, but they're trying to make that work because they're trying to also clear up cap space to sign Lance Stephenson. Because, you know, he just recently rejected that five-year, $44 million deal.
He had a bad series. He had a bad playoff series, a couple of them. He's a good player.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and he's just there's an easy fix for this guy, but I think they're making a mistake by letting him go.
Yeah, he's a two-time All-Star. Last 2 years, he's been an All-Star.
Yeah.
You know. All right, the Oscar Pistorius case is the defense has ended. Now, closing arguments will begin July 7th to give both times, you know, both sides to look over, you know, the testimony.
Right.
Now, there are three possible charges. Now, they don't have jury. The judge will make the decision in this
right.
one. She can either choose murder if she believes that he killed her on purpose. If he thought it actually was a intruder, mm-hmm. that it would be culpable homicide or just not guilty. So we're waiting to see what happens with that. Now, finally, a good story from the NFL, because, you know, we always hear the negative stuff.
Right.
Carolina Panthers running back D'Angelo Williams, he Instagrammed a picture of a Marine, and you asked why he do that. Because he was on a plane, and he gave up his first-class seat
Excellent.
And gave it to the Marine. And he says, anytime I fly, if I see a military person with a better seat than mine, I'm giving it up.
That's nice.
So hats off to Mr. Williams.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm out there for Super Ken.
Yeah.
Sports straight from the streets.
Can't ever thank them for what they do for us.
Amen.
Exactly.